Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you gotta love CNN and reliable sources. That's like saying P.T. Barnum's a reliable source, or Bernie Madoff, or Ken Lay, or Ponzi, or Ted Bundy. Reliable sources says that it's a conspiracy theory. The police didn't burn down Dorner's cabin. And it supports Dorner to say they did. That's good psychology. You're a cop killer. You support a cop killer if you don't buy known liars. You know, I've been saying this forever. And now here it is, the London Guardian. Guantanamo trials plunge into deeper discord as confidence in court wanes. These are kangaroo courts that aren't real courts. And the U.S. military is preventing a real defense, even on top of that, in the kangaroo court. Amazing. And they've got a bunch of drugged up puppets in there who had nothing to do with 9/11. People like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was arrested. That guy was in custody like 8 years before he started confessing. And they bragged, yeah, we brought his kids in to torture him. He finally broke. Said he'd say whatever we wanted. And again, I think you're so dumb. Yeah, we brought his kids in to torture him. He's got little kids. And he got so freaked out, he said he'd say whatever we wanted. They put that in the newspaper, like, oh, good, we got that terrorist, yeah. You're like, yeah, Alex Jones admitted to whatever the crimes are, where we execute him. Yeah, we threatened to torture his kids, and he did it. We're the good guys, by the way. I guess some people are so dumbed down, they're like, well, don't you torture? I mean, don't the good guys torture? Scientists create sixth-sense brain implant to detect infrared light with rats. We're going to be getting into all that. That's just some of what we've got here. I haven't even gotten into this. This is really old news for our audience. But I mean, again, it's not about, oh, we're in the news. It's about, look at how they lie. Remember last year? There's no plan to launch drones domestically in Cervelia. Man, that Infowars.com and that kook Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com carrying that filthy tabloid trash of Infowars. Man, they're lying to you about bullets and about drones and checkpoints and TSA. We'd never do that to you. There's no way we'd do that. How dare them? And now they're in the news announcing it again, and we're saying we don't like it and we think it's a bad idea. So they'll be like, how dare you, you crazy person? None of that exists. Why don't you tell us more lies how meteorites were fired by America and Russia, you conspiracy theorist? What does the Atlantic Wire say? Our executive analysis is Alex Jones will be Alex Jones. There he goes again saying America fired the meteorite. I mean, what a kook. Readers, aren't you glad you read the Atlantic Wire where we tell you the truth? You know, we lie and make stuff up because we think you're so stupid. I guess the Atlantic Wire will be the Atlantic Wire. I mean, how do they get away with this stuff? I guess they've got readers that like to read, kind of, ooh, college educated, you know, they're with their little computer in the morning having tea before they go subscribe Ritalin and Prozac to 300 kids, you know, sitting there, psychologists, oh, look at the crazy, he thinks they're getting bullets, oh, he said they fired a meteor in Russia, He thinks torture's wrong. Oh, what a kook. Look at that article they had in the Chronicle last week with a letter to the editor they published. And it was, you know, Alex Jones puts his magazine free out at businesses. And what's shocking is the magazines are actually staying there, you know, 6 months. You know, they've been accepting them, six different issues. And, you know, he'll say we're conspiracy, government wants to take his rights away. But we don't need to have his magazine on the streets, though. What's next? Obama wants your free speech, you kook. Yes, we think you shouldn't be able to publish that. And we think it should be taken off the streets. But you're also conspiracy theorists for thinking we're authoritarians. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to go over some of our top stories and then get the number out and take your calls. Some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. We've got to defend ourselves. CNN pundit Alex Jones made Chris Dorner a hero. You have heard us from day one say that if he indeed did this, he is a monster of the highest order. You never target people's families as supposedly retribution for a cop beating somebody up. Two wrongs don't make a right. You don't go kill people's children. Media blames Alex Jones for meteor conspiracy theories. You know, we don't normally cover ourselves. Even when the Piers Morgan thing happened, we didn't talk about it that much. We've been forced now. They're saying we said the U.S. government attacked Russia, Atlantic Wire and others. Just incredible fabrications. When we're my entire crew, none of my writers, everyone, they said it was a stone meteorite fragment from DA-14. More of them have been seen coming over California, Florida, Australia, you name it, Cuba. We're on record. Many of you heard the show Friday. There's full archives of it in the podcast, video archives at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, YouTube. I mean, at a certain point, I'm not really a litigious person, but, you know, to sue CNN for saying I made Dorner a hero and that I'm supporting Dorner when I said the opposite, I mean, at a certain point, you've got to illustrate what they're doing is defamatory. And they're doing this desperately now. I mean, I'm getting attacked by CNN every couple of days, and it's always whole cloth made up. So they're saying, AP's basically saying I'm making up the 1.6 billion bullets, but then admitting it's true. And then that's been circulated in literally hundreds of newspapers conservatively, and on Fox News has covered it. This is all the last 3 days. They're saying, I support Dorner. You know that's a fraud. Total fraud. Of course, they don't play a clip either. But that's always a telltale sign. People say something but don't show proof. If I say Obama promised not to raise any taxes, under $250,000, no payroll tax, whatever, I have the clip. In fact, I'm going to play that again later. Will you cue that up, please? Thank you. If I say that Dianne Feinstein said that if she could have all the guns banned, Mr. and Mrs. America turn them in, I play the clip. You know, if I say that the White House science czar said something, I tell you what book he said it in. Eco-Science. Said, you know, put sterilants in the water. See, you go to an InfoWars.com article or a PrisonPlanet.com article, it's neurotically filled with links and videos. Neurotically. When you look at New York Times, CNN, do you ever see links? Almost never. They just tell you, Alex Jones, and this, by the way, was on CNN, too. CNN, Atlantic Wire, a bunch of other publications, that I said the U.S. government attacked Russia with a meteorite or a kinetic weapon. Where did I say this? Didn't. Put articles out saying that was disinformation. They say I said that. And again, it isn't about Alex Jones. They know that we represent what's left of America. We understand the globalists. We know their game plan. We have millions of listeners. We're growing exponentially. They want to assassinate our character with the average Sally soccer mom. That's who watches CNN. On average, about 108,000 viewers. Total shadow of itself. But still, it has authority with some bumpkins. And they also take CNN clips, and the derivatives of it actually get seen on other shows. So that's where their real audience is, and online. Their YouTube audience, their web audience is probably bigger than their TV audience. Yeah, we'll play that Obama clip in a minute. Not yet. Thanks. And so all of this is going on, and remember last year they said there is no plan for DHS to launch drones. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com. This is last year. In fact, I was telling the two articles on this morning. Paul Watson did one. DHS advances plan for public safety drones. That's a quote. And we're linked to the Homeland Security's press release. I hit the wrong button. Let's go back to InfoWars. It's linked to their statements, okay? Now, last year we said this, but it got picked up in the news. A lot of farming associations got concerned because they were surveilling farmers. And so they ran hoax articles saying, again, as we first reported last July, and then there's the link to it, and they came out and said we were making it up, it didn't exist, even though we were sourced. Okay, so Wired Magazine's reporting it, and of course they're linked to the government announcement, and DHS is announcing it, the Federal Aviation Administration is announcing it, we have links to all of that, but guaranteed, look in the next week, because this story's going big right now, that they'll come out and say, I'm crazy, there are no drones. And you may see one fly over your house. You didn't see that. Just like black helicopters. People would call me when I first got on air in 95, 96 and say, man, they're doing urban warfare drills down the street from my house. I have footage. And they'd send me footage, and I'd put it on my local cable show, and the local paper would call up and say, you claim there's black helicopters. You claim you have footage. And I'd go meet with a newspaper reporter, go, here's the footage, here's the town, here's even the local newspaper reporting on it. And they'd write an article saying, Jones is completely insane, it doesn't exist. Remember the New York Times 4 years ago at Bilderberg, covering Hillary and Obama there, showing footage of the Secret Service, all of it? Later admitted they were there. Years later, they admitted it. The New York Times came out and said that I was having a full-on schizophrenic event. It was in a New World Order film review for the film New World Order that aired on the Independent Film Channel that covered it. And they imply in the film that, well, was there people meeting there, that shows the red carpet, the national anthem's being played. I mean, we hid in the hotel and got thrown out and shot the world leaders arriving. And the New York Times said, I was in the forest by a Marriott having a full-on schizophrenic event imagining black sedans. Now, folks, that's how dumb the New York Times thinks you are. And I know I'm off on a jag on this today, but you have to understand, this propaganda is targeting the part of the population that is in a full-on, mind-numbed medical trance. And it's mainly intelligentsia yuppies that think they're real smart and have a couple college degrees and bag groceries at the local store because they can't get a job in the globalist economy. But they can sure go to the local coffee shop and drink tea and read the newspaper on their iPad and make fun of me. Because I've been around them, I've seen it. And it's all about, you think the drones are getting me? You think the government's evil? Well, no, they just secretly arrest and torture people and are taking down all these countries and putting Al-Qaeda in them to blow up all the churches and synagogues and engage in ethnic cleansing of the blacks and all this stuff. And, you know, the government's pretty darn bad. I mean, look at all the things they're doing. $85 billion in taxpayer money given to foreign banks every month. I mean, you know, we're on the road to collapse. I'm like, sure we are. Oh, I bet you're hiding. I bet you're scared. And I'm like, well, actually, I'm not. All right, look, I'm going to give the number out to take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air here today. What's happening is it's like I own a restaurant, hypothetically, and my restaurant's got better food. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but it's better than the rat-dropping-filled, asbestos-lined, rotting hulk with roaches walking around at high noon on the countertops. That's CNN, that's MSNBC. Imploding, a joke, discredited, race-pimping, total frauds, globalists run it. And in my restaurant's got the parking lot full. And so they're parading around telling people there's rat droppings in my food, but everybody's going inside not finding rat droppings, and they all know that the real rat droppings and the mouse traps on the counter are across the street. And that's what you'd expect from people that are going under the water, people that are about to drown, people that are falling apart, people that are complete scams and hoaxes and frauds. And that's what you get out of them, a rotting facade, a scam. And so the fact that they're going into pure lying shows you that they're going beneath the waves. But it doesn't matter. They still control the government. They still control the false flag events. They can still stage more Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. They are very, very dangerous. 800-259-9231. We're going to first-time callers, by the way. I want to give first-time callers a chance to get involved on air. I should add that, 800-259-9231. A few of our regular callers got through. That's fine. They're the first on the board. But I want first-time callers right now, ladies and gentlemen, to give them a chance to join us here on air. And I've got big economic news. I've got Guantanamo fake trial news. I've got just a lot of other important news we're going to be getting into today. And we have a sheriff joining us. Who's been on Piers Morgan, and he's there in the county that Milwaukee's in, and I want to get him on. In fact, there's so many clips of him. He was on most of the hour with Piers Morgan. I want to find the clip where the mayor of Milwaukee's on going, you can't comment. You don't respond to real events at homes. And the sheriff goes, well, of course I do in the county, but not in the city. The mayor says, you can't respond. This is how they deceive. And Piers Morgan smiling while the mayor does it. Ooh, this guy can lie good like me. Ooh, it's so good. By the way, I talked to the gun shop owner who was there while Piers Morgan was openly down there a few weeks ago going, all right, this is how we're going to lie. I mean, they just think we are so stupid. But the point is the mayor's on there with the sheriff of Milwaukee County, the county that the city of Milwaukee's in, and he goes, you can't comment on the guns because your officers, your deputies don't respond to homes and don't respond to crimes. And then he adds, in Milwaukee, knowing most people are so dumb now, they don't know the difference between city and county, and that the two, you know, that in the county they respond to homes. And the sheriff goes, that's ridiculous. Of course we respond to homes. And we respond to things on the edge of the city, to homes. See, they knew full well But, again, lying to the audience. That's what the mayor was doing. So we're going to talk about that as well. It's all coming up, 800-259-9231.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Sheriff's Department has jurisdiction over our freeways, over the airport, over the courts. But it's the police officers, not only in the city of Milwaukee, but in the 18 other municipalities that respond to these calls. And to have a sheriff basically imply that it's not going to help you to call 911, I think is irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, Sheriff, you know, listening to the way that you phrased yourself in that ad, the kind of Hollywood voice you put on, the deep tones, making it all sound terribly exciting and dramatic. It sounded like some kind of John Wayne movie. How on earth does that kind of rhetoric to the American people serve any kind of sensible, rational purpose?
Well, first of all, I object to the Hollywood voice. This is the way I talk. This is my voice, and that ad was recorded at a studio. But let me get back more to your point. First of all, as it relates to the mayor is completely wrong. I'm the top law enforcement agency in Milwaukee County, and we are a full-fledged law enforcement agency, and we respond to everything. But that's not the point,
because all right, that's
citizens
enough.
Could care less.
That's Sheriff David Clark, who's joining us in the next hour. I want to go to some of your phone calls right now. Then we'll get into Chicago Police Chief. Second Amendment is a danger to public safety. And they have a California police chief. We have a clip at a gun-grabbing meeting, press conference, saying guns are not for self-defense and are never used for self-defense. I said, you know, with FBI statistics, that crime was down 21%. But I was only going from 2007. It's accelerated. Since 1991, FBI.gov, and we've shown these statistics over and over again, because if the guys can find them in the computer, you can throw them up. It's down 49% violent crime, directly relatable to increase in gun ownership. So just amazing to see this type of garbage going on. So that's coming up in the next segment as well. Seth in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
I was just wondering if you heard about Philip Marshall back on the 6th. He shot his two children, his dog, and himself.
Yes, we do know about that, and he was involved in all sorts of black ops and things, and had exposed globalist criminal involvement in 9/11 in a book, and then had a lot of other national security info I don't think they wanted him to leak. And so their favorite way to take you out is to kill your wife and your children, your dog, everybody with you, and then blame it on you posthumously. And I just want to say I will never do that. I would never even enter my mind in a trillion years. I've never even touched my wife. And so it's just a complete, I mean, that isn't even in my universe. But that's one of their favorite ways to do it. There was a state senator in Georgia, great lady. She'd called me a week before and said, we have the bombshell info, the proof, the government documents that they put out select releases through the federal government of what type of children they want grabbed for the elite through CPS. And so they put bounties out. She goes, I'm ready to come on in about a week. And I had her on several times. I forget her name. It'll pop in my head in a minute since you mentioned this. And her husband reportedly suicided each other. And then I think there was a fire involved that covers up fingerprints. I mean, just come on. Come on. I mean, if in a million years, folks, I would never do that. My wife wouldn't. It's total bull. The hitman comes in. They shoot you. They kill you. God forbid your kids are there. They kill them. And then they set you up. In the case of the D.C. madam, they wrote a suicide letter. I did what the police wouldn't do. I called the condo manager in Florida, who it turned out had been her friend. She told me about that off air. She lived there for a decade or more. And I said, will you send me her lease? Well, no, I talked to him. He said, this isn't her handwriting on the news, because it was a scanned copy on the news. He said, that isn't her handwriting. I said, well, send me her lease. And he sent me the lease and then request letters for things when she was out of town, directions about her plants and things for the condo she owned. And she said, guys are following me. I'm getting threats. Things like that. And then they murdered her. And she was on my show a month before they killed her. And I said, look, you better either give them all the info back and tell them you're not going to blow the whistle on them. Don't try to, quote, get your good name back. I said, either release it all or destroy it all or they're going to kill you. And she thought she was going to, you know, parlay that. All those politicians she had, they killed her. I am familiar with the Philip Marshall case. And by the way, former NSA officer who's been on the trail of that. We've given this about a week or so to track it and see what the intel is. We got Wayne Madsen on tomorrow or the next day on the Nightly News, maybe even the radio show. Let's just get him on the radio show. Let's just go ahead and get that done. He says it's clearly a hit. At least that was what I got from Dude, who talked to him. But go ahead.
I had one more question. I think it was 21.6 million bullets that Paul Watson had reported that the DHS had purchased.
Yes.
There's a lot of people online saying that he read the solicitation wrong, and that's actually like 240,000 bullets.
Okay. Government's not arming to the teeth against us. Okay. Okay, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. People online, probably robots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Can run on.
All right, this is how the internet works. The government and corporations have things called sock puppets. They've had them for more than a decade, and it's been admitted the last few years, who are computers that go out and act like people and have preloaded responses to internet memes like, why is the government buying 1.6 billion bullets? Why are there TSA checkpoints? There's radiation in the scanners. The borders are wide open. Vaccines are dangerous. And they just auto-respond. You can also go out and you can pay companies to go spam for you. And they have robots that go out and spam. They call them robots. It's a robot program. But the general public doesn't even know about that, so that's a conspiracy theory. Hell, the sun coming up in the morning might be. Let me explain something. It's more like 1.75 billion. They have had hundreds of purchase orders of 100,000, 200,000, 1 million, 20 million, 100 million since November 2011. So do the math. That's 15, 16 months. We've been the leading group following this. They just bought another 7,000 full auto weapons, quote, for personal protection last week, and 21.6 more million rounds. And what the media would do last year, when it was up to a billion in the middle of last year, is they'd say, okay, InfoWars.com is saying Social Security Administration just bought tens of millions of bullets. But don't worry, the conspiracy theorist is wrong. They bought it for security. And you're like, well, how does that make him wrong? Well, it just does. It doesn't even make sense. So it's about 1,750,000,000 bullets. And it's all part of the drones and the checkpoints and the militarization of police and the armored vehicles and the tanks and the urban warfare drills and the black helicopters that you see all over the news. And the government admits it's acclimation to the end of posse comitatus, army times, civilian inmate labor camp programs, the 10 FEMA regions, the 10 FEMA governors, the Rural Affairs Council, run by Department of Defense, NORTHCOM. I mean, it's all official that we're just easing into martial law. Let me punch this up for folks who are watching on TV. If not, just type in Alex Jones DHS, okay? Alex Jones DHS, and hit enter, and click news or search web, and you can see right there the search that I was doing. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? Associated Press posted on FoxNews.com. Okay? All right? And then you go down and it says online rumors about big government munitions purchases are true. Sort of. And they never say how it's sort of. The Homeland Security Department wants to buy. They have bought. More than 1.6 billion rounds. See, you notice they say more, because it's now more than that. In the next 4 to 5 years. No, they've created the shortage. These are orders for 2011, 2012, 2013. They're taking delivery. So that's the deception right there. Notice they don't link to the Department of Homeland Security purchases. They just say that. It says it needs them roughly the equivalent to 5 bullets for every person in the United States for law enforcement agents in training and on duty. Now, the issue is we've done the math. It's more than 10 times any previous year purchase. It goes on to say published federal notices about the ammo buy have... Why not link to those, Fox? Published, or CNN, or AP for that matter, published federal notices about the ammo buy have agitated conspiracy theorists since the fall. You mean Americans paying attention? That's when conservative radio host Alex Jones spoke of an arms race against the American people. I mean, have you looked around, folks, and said the government was gearing up for total collapse? I mean, they admit they are. They're gearing up for huge wars. The government explanation is much less sinister. And they just then calmly say, we need the rounds for our agents. And then break it down. 450 million there, 40 million there. And it goes, Social Security Administration, 174,000. Jones, the talk show host, did not immediately respond to requests for a comment. Did not immediately. What does that mean? You sent an email and didn't respond in 5 seconds? So, I mean, it's just all... By the way, we did a computer search of AP emails. Didn't find one last week. We did an email search. Doesn't mean they didn't send one. The point is that it is a travesty. So now, let me just tell your friends on the Internet, those little sock puppets, sometimes they're real Department of Defense people, that's been admitted. Okay, you're right. The government isn't giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks to bankrupt the country. There's not internal checkpoints. The TSA isn't now running checkpoints up on South Lamar and Austin, even though they are. Autism hasn't gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58, even though it has. Cancer hasn't gone in the pediatric cancers from 1 in several million to now 1 in a few thousand. Of course, it has, actually. Gas prices haven't gone up because of dollar devaluation. Of course, they have. Stock market, why is it up? Because it's less, dollars are less, are worth less. It takes more dollars to buy it. But everything's fine. My crime is I know how the world works, and you don't know how painful it is. How painful it is. It's painful to hear a caller call in and just go, there's a lot of people on the Internet saying, you misread those purchase orders. And that's how the media have seen articles they wrote last year. They would say Alex Jones is debunked. It's not 1.2 billion bullets at that time is how many they bought. It's only 100 million. And then they would show 100 million purchase order when our articles showed the scores of purchase orders in the year showing it was 1.2. Then in 1.6. Now 1.75. The AP's too lazy to give you the number. They go more than 1.6 billion because they know it's more than 1.6 billion. I mean, is this like Planet Idiot or something? I mean, I don't even know what to do anymore. Okay, there's no bullets. The government loves you, okay? Everything's fine. They didn't burn down Dorner. You heard CNN last hour. I supported Dorner. I never did, but they say I do. It must be true. There's no torture camps. There's no secret arrest. There's no Patriot Act. There's no NDAA. There's no Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for forced inoculation, even though there is. There's no Emergency Centers Establishment Act openly admitting all the FEMA camps. The Marines aren't training to take your guns, even though I got them on video. Everything's fine, okay? Everything's okay. Everything's just wonderful. Can you cue up Obama saying he wouldn't raise the payroll tax? Can you cue that up? Because you know what? It doesn't matter if you're getting, you know, $25,000 a year, $22,000 a year, $30,000 a year. You're all getting payroll tax increases. It doesn't matter. He said they aren't, so I stand with the government. There is not less money coming out of your check. I heard on the internet there wasn't. How's that? Well, I'm starting to realize the full mental illness here. I could just join people as well and be mentally ill. Yeah. There's no payroll tax increase on working people. Obama said. Do we have that clip?
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan. No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax. Not your payroll tax. Not your capital gains taxes. Not any of your taxes.
All of it raised. All of it. A 3.8 investment tax on the 401ks that the company pulls out of your paycheck. Just absolutely huge amounts of money making you get government health care. And then what is it? What is it, a $5,000 fine per person uninsured in your family? That's $20,000 a year on average. Doubling of premiums this year. Supreme Court ruled it was a tax. Of course it's a tax. Do you want to keep going with all the taxes here? The carbon taxes via shutting down the power plants? I've got articles in the stack today. Giant Texas power plant held up for 2 years, now officially will never be opened. That's just one of them. And I'm not mad at the last caller. I get so mad at the system and the wall of lies they've put up. I did not say that the United States launched a meteor or kinetic weapon at Russia. We put out videos and reports saying that it was clearly a stone meteorite and associated with a large meteor cluster in which you could even track on NASA's site were a group of other meteors. Other smaller asteroids. I did not say that. I did not say Dorner was a good guy, but CNN says I do. And they have bought 1.75 billion bullets in the last 16 months. Okay? Okay? There are black helicopters running drills to firebomb our houses. I've talked to the pilots, the Night Stalkers, out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They are training to take your guns. They did in Katrina. They've introduced bills, I counted it up, in 15 states to physically make you turn guns in. Missouri, California, Washington State, New York, on and on and on. They are coming for our guns, but they go, we're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. I mean, folks, become an expert on politics and things like you are on baseball or football, and you'll end up not being a slave. I said I'd take calls, and I've gone into a complete rant here. It hurts me. What's that, John? Oh, okay. Oh, man, it really starting to get to me. And to sit there and watch all these liars and dissemblers on CNN and MSNBC competing with each other in these newspapers and things for who can lie the most blatantly. Up there sniveling in their little suits and ties and teleprompters and, oh, man, this is crazy. Let me tell you who the most delusional people are the people lying to folks. Because most people aren't buying it. Let's go to Larry in Montana. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm totally freaking out right now. I mean, if people don't recognize the tyranny staring them right in the eyes, they're never going to wake up.
You did away with the cigarette. You need a cigarette.
Yeah, I do.
You know what has me puzzled is I haven't heard a lot of the story about what happened to the daughter of that police officer. But
no, they didn't want to humanize her because this was a real event. If they would have been parading her around and calling for our guns to be turned in, then you know it would have been. Look, obviously it was real because it was such a nightmare for them.
The thing with it is, I don't know who witnessed the daughter, but, you know, they have all these older cops, and you can tell by the looks on their face. And, you know, it seems the worst they could pull up, you know, on him was he looked like a pretty happy guy. He just, you know, I don't know what you can tell from a photo, but, you know, he wasn't your average cop. And he did come to the defense of whoever was being abused at the department. One thing for sure, we're never going to hear the truth about what happened with his daughter other than the police scenario, because there's nobody to account, nobody to argue the point now.
I hear you, my friend. I hear you. I'm going to play a clip of a California police chief saying guns are not defensive weapons in a moment, which is 180 degrees the opposite of the truth. Guns are used far more often, the FBI statistics admit this, than they are used aggressively. They're used defensively, far more often defensively. Everybody knows that, but not according to this police chief. And it's Police Chief Ken James. We have that clip. Here it is.
One issue that always boggles my mind is that the idea that a gun is a defensive weapon. That is a myth. A gun is not a defensive weapon. A gun is an offensive weapon used to intimidate and used to show power.
Intimidate you?
Police officers do not carry a gun as a defensive weapon.
Really?
To defend themselves or their other officers. They carry a gun to be able to do their job in a safe, effective manner.
Look at the guy behind him. Like, this guy's full of
baloney. And face any oppositions that we may come upon. If it was a defensive measure, why did we lose 55 officers nationwide last year to gun violence? And unfortunately, in just the 2 months of this year so far, we've lost two officers to gun violence in the state of California.
Yeah, this guy looks like a giant
we deal with gun
ferret or groundhog. And then he's got Urkel back there behind him.
Reasonable regulation.
Man, I tell you, these police chiefs, I didn't know they stacked little chicken neck nobodies that high. I mean, you look at these people. I mean, that guy looks like he couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. They're intimidated, see, by citizens with guns. And he's up there with a bunch of fellow gun grabbers calling for restrictions on the Second Amendment. That's what that press conference was for. To blame, hey, the cops were protecting themselves with guns against one of your own people. Amazing. Amazing, Mr. James. Amazing that you behave in that fashion. And imagine with a straight face. Guns are not used defensively. And police officers never use guns defensively. That's like saying, there is no gravity. I am an Easter bunny. Turkeys are the... it's just like total mindless gibberish. I mean, it's just so pathetic. We're ruled by a bunch of idiots. Because we bow to them. Oh, you're wearing a uniform with four stars on it. Here, have my wife. Here, take my car. Here, let's go to another phone call. Thank you, Larry. Imagine having that guy as a police chief.
Guns are never used defensively. Police do not use guns defensively.
Really? Is that why criminals don't like to attack police because they know they're armed? Is that why cops all the time respond to something that's happening and defend people? What in the world are you talking about, you kook? Yeah, tell that to a woman being gang raped in her home. Good point, John. Let's talk to Chris in Nevada. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I'm like... forever listener, and love you to death. And
well, thank you for putting up with me. I'm just happy that the government's not corrupt. There's no problems. They're not buying a bunch of bullets. They're not militarizing. There's no military drills. There's no checkpoints. Everything's fine.
No, it isn't. Absolutely not. Apart from fine. We're even getting censored on Twitter.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Now Prison Planet and InfoWars articles are John Rappaport articles about the dangers of prescription drugs, psychotropics, are now banned. And everybody I know is getting messages saying you will not criticize Obama or defend the Second Amendment. And they're banning the Navy SEAL website on Facebook. Oh, yeah. It's total censorship everywhere. But that's okay. And Obama just told Congress he'll ban coal power plants on his own without Congress. He'll create carbon taxes without Congress. And he'll put our military under foreign control without Congress. And he'll do cybersecurity that admittedly gets rid of free speech and spies on us without Congress. But that's okay, too. Everything's okay. Everything's fine.
Terrible.
Go ahead, sir.
Beyond terrible. Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. The government loves us.
I have like 8 computers, and I just happened to have 2 accounts, and I noticed that I was censored. All my tweets weren't going out, and I ended up turning on all 8 computers and all 8 accounts, and none of my tweets went out. None. Because they were all about, God bless Alex Jones and this.
Yeah, guy. I've noticed. In fact, I ought to get Christy over here. I haven't been tweeting as much lately because in the last 3 weeks, it won't let me tweet. And then I thought it was a problem, and I found out I can't tweet about gun stuff, and I haven't even made an issue out of that. See, I'm just used to being censored now. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. Offthegrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I noticed a few of the comments up on InfoWars.com, probably following off what I said on air, are like, what is it, a slow news day? You know, you're reporting on yourself. CNN says Alex Jones supports Dorner. You know, media says, Jones says U.S. attacks Russia with Meteor. We have to respond to that, folks, or they'll destroy us. If we let them sit there and tell bald-faced lies, we get destroyed instead of them getting destroyed. Instead, we counter them. We have a much bigger audience, and then their audience goes down, down, down to nothing. But you've got to finish stomping them into the ground with all the rope they give you. Just because somebody has a bunch of rope and a noose around their neck, you got to take them up and you got to pull the lever. And so I kick the lever and their little necks snap and it's got to be done. Plus, again, it's an illustration of how they lie. Remember, we have links to this in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. It hit the zeitgeist last year because the radio show's large, but also Drudge serially. That means over and over again. Linked to our articles, off federal purchase orders, off FAA announcements, all bibliographed, all sourced, buying hundreds and hundreds of drones, doing drone tests over farmers, surveilling them. And the media came out and said, it's not true, we're not surveilling. And the twist was, because those are drills. See, oh, if it's a test of surveilling farmers with drones, it's okay. No, the real surveillance was done with manned Cessnas, but we are testing drones for that. Oh, well, then there's no drone threat. Well, now Homeland Security has come back out again, and the article is up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also DrudgeReport.com, right in the middle. DHS advances plan for public safety drones. More incarnations of spy technology to undergo testing. So when they surveil you, it's kind of like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. It says we can't do any secret testing or lethal testing on the people unless it's for research purposes or law enforcement purposes. Oh, if it's lethal testing or testing for any law enforcement or research, then it's okay. See, it's all these lawyer games. I videotape drones. My crews videotape drones. The drones are now above Austin, little ones and big ones. The TSA now runs checkpoints 2 miles from where I sit. Told you that was coming 10 years ago. How did I know? They said on C-SPAN, the head of Homeland Security said that was the plan down the road. It goes on here. As we first reported in July of last year, DHS Secretary Mr. Napolitano, I mean Janet Napolitano, told a House Committee on Homeland Security that the federal agency was looking at drones that could be utilized to give us situational awareness in large public safety matter or disaster, already done at the Super Bowl. Despite the fact that the agency had previously indicated it was reticent to use spy drones to keep tabs on the public. And then it just goes through all the news and announcements and Fed Biz Ops website put out releases and DHS 13-01, all the different aircraft and all the rest of it. The point is they already funded it in last year's FAA funding out over the next 5 years, $45, $46 billion. It's in the Washington Post. I mean, but again, they report it like it's good in the Washington Post. I take that and say, I think it's a bad idea. And they go, listen, this doesn't exist. Okay, this guy supports Dorner anyways, you know. And he says we attacked Russia with the meteorite. Pretty crazy, huh? Of course, I didn't say any of that. But they think you're dumb. And so that's the tactic. As for the caller who we were just talking to, which caller was that, or did he hang up? Oh, he hung up. I said, hold on, sir. I was going to go back to you. Yes. A lot of times people think they're being censored just if YouTube isn't working or Facebook or something. We've confirmed and others have confirmed people are getting deleted or suspended or being temporarily, what's the term where they tell you for, you can't use your Facebook for a month or whatever, for putting out any pro-Second Amendment quotes, criticizing Obama in any way, and it's not a news issue. It's not a news issue that more and more Twitter and Facebook are being censored, or that Facebook just got a giant tax break from Obama.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.